presto. What's up, world? What's up, YouTube? What's up, Facebook? What's up, Twitter? What's up, Instagram? What's up, Tinder? What's up, whoever, wherever you are, and you can hear my voice. For those five people that's out there listening on this beautiful Thursday, the date is, I'm not exactly sure. Do we really need to know what the date is? The date is the 16th of May. It's Thursday, 16th, and it's raining out. I don't know if it's raining where you at, but if you hear where I'm at, Cincinnati, it's raining. This is the Zellers and Goldman podcast. The discourse. That's what we do. We create discourse. We report stuff. We bring you stuff. Sometimes we fact check it. Sometimes we don't have time. It's just that simple. I am Lee Zellers, my man Jeffrey Goldman, he's out. He's doing reconnaissance. Yeah, down in Alabama. Cause there's shit going on down in Alabama that... Alabama's just like one of those states that's like, seem like always got some kind of borderline hate shit going on. Back in the, you know, those early like 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. They weren't too kind to people who looked like me. Black folks hated us. That's not just Alabama, though. Alabama. I said that wrong. I kind of stumbled that. It's not just Alabama that had those feelings and those kind of views. It was a lot of states. Pretty much the United States. But right now, in Alabama, man... You got five white dudes, 25 white dudes, let me correct that before somebody said, there you go, he didn't fact check his shit, he didn't do his research. You got 25 senators down there. Who, part of the Republican Party, Republicans, who basically voted for this abortion bill. This new abortion law basically down in Alabama, signed by the governor, Kay Ivey. Looked like she might have been a product of an inbreed or something. They basically want to tell a woman, these 25 white guys, hey, you can't do what the fuck you want to do with your body. So, female down there, woman, get into a relationship, have sex with a guy, condom break, get pregnant. Women walking out to her car, just put in a hard day's work. Some psycho runs up behind her, kidnaps her, take her somewhere, rape her, drop her back off at the parking lot. Some weird uncle, nephew, cousin dude that y'all kept chained up in the basement somehow break free, come upstairs, rape every female in the house. And all these people are impregnated from the broken condom, the person who snatched up the woman in the parking lot, the nutcase that y'all been keeping locked away in the basement, who somehow broke free, came up there and raped all the women. Now everybody's 7-8 months found out they're pregnant. And in Alabama, they're basically saying, look, you know, hey, you might just have to go ahead and keep that kid because doctor... do the procedure, kill the kid, well, giving his ass life, possibly the death penalty. I think it did say something about the death penalty. You, woman, have this abortion, you are charged with murder. It's crazy. Now, but you know what? Here's something I guarantee you. You put five of those 25 white dudes who voted for this. Take five of them. Have some relative that they never invite over to Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas because he got some issues. They always felt like he needed to be on some kind of medication, but somehow never got treated. Let this dude somehow get upset, find his way over to your house, pissed off because you never invited him over for Thanksgiving, Christmas because you always felt something was wrong with him. He breaks in the house. One of these guys got a 16-year-old daughter. He rapes her. gets her pregnant, what do you think he gonna do? What do you think one of those 25, I say even 5 out of the 25, what do you think all 5 of them would do? You know what they'd do. They're gonna find a way to get their daughter an abortion. Why? Because they're not gonna be stuck with raising some psychopath inbred or whatever who came in, bust through the door, raped their daughter, and now she's carrying this kid. But yet, they're gonna tell you gotta take that child a full term. Don't do it. Going to jail for murder. There's another weird thing I saw. I don't know if this ties into that in kind of any type of way. But, you know, like, U.S. birth rate is at its lowest in 32 years. I wonder if somebody paying attention to those numbers. Birth rate is low. Gotta get the birth. Because is it that they really care about the people that much down there? Do you think they care about some poor Hispanic black woman down in Alabama, barely getting by, who have to maybe come to a decision? Maybe it's not even that. Let me take that back. Why do they care about some person who just like, look, I'm not ready to have this baby. I was on the pill, he was on protection, I went, whatever, something happened. Or even if something didn't happen, the bottom line is this. I don't want to have this child right now. Now understand this. For a lot of you, these 25 men and KIV to sign this bill, I don't even know if she got kids or not, because just basically kind of look at her, don't like anybody probably ever wanted to hump that shit. The idea for a woman to make a decision that she's going to abort a possible child she may go to his wedding, see him play basketball, see her play the piano at some opera event, whatever, scientist, doctor, cure cancer, whatever. That's a heavy burden that's on that woman's mind when she has to make this decision. So this is not like some quick decision overnight. Like, yeah, I'm just gonna get pregnant and go kill this kid. I mean, there might be some that's like that because we got a lot of people that just kind of cold-hearted. But on the most part, the average woman, that is a agonizing decision that she has to make. So it's bad enough that she got to come to this choice to abort a child. But you, on the other hand, Alabama, state of Alabama, governor of Alabama, KIV, signed off on this. You don't even realize how tough a decision that is just on the mere idea that a woman has to go do this. So because you care less about that, somehow you care so much about this child that you decided that, you know, you're gonna play God, basically. You're gonna tell a person to make a decision on what a person can do. It's just kind of crazy. I don't know how we got into this. Well, I know how we got into this, because we got here because Agent Orange up in the White House. He said it. You know, people should not be shocked by this in a lot of ways, because Donald Trump, he said during his campaign, if I get in the White House, I'm turning back Roe versus Wade. So strategically, that's what he has been doing. He has seen to it that he get Supreme Court judges on the bench. He have had more judges elected at circuit courts than I think any president in the past, like, 30 years. So if this case somehow reached the Supreme Court and he got judges that he had personally pretty much picked, who probably, you know, they have fucking Donald Trump values. That's why he put them there. He wouldn't put them there if they didn't believe the shit that he believes in. Eventually, Roe versus Wade is going to be overturned. It's going to happen. We are living in the state of You watched this, the Handmaid's Tale. If you watched damn Handmaid's Tale, it was telling you this shit was gonna happen. And now it's happening. What's next? What's next? Because you know there was a time in this country when they would make decisions on children being born who they thought was not very intelligent, not bright, basically dumb. This government has a way of like want to tell people all the time what to do, but then they do all kind of corrupt shit, and it's always like, oh, it wasn't me, we didn't do that, you know, You know, they accuse everybody else, oh, they're hacking the email, they're hacking the files, they're hacking the election. You don't think the U.S. government hacked other people's emails, try to control other people's elections? They overthrow governments. You know, it's that thing that, what they call it, the skillet calling the pot black, or the pot calling the skillet black, you know what you're talking about. It's that. That's this government. The hypocrisy. Such hypocrisy. Here they are concerned, showing like they're concerned, oh, we just, life is so important. You know, they're quick to find the importance and quick to become Christians and bring God in the subject when it's about their madness. Well, it's what God wanted. God wanted this and God wanted life and God. But then on the flip side, they consider sending 120,000 troops to Iran because they saying Iran is doing some shit to them that I got plans to do some stuff that you got even senators and people who have who are allowed access to certain military operations and what's taking place that caused these military operations. They're not even been briefed. But, you know, we going with this administration who's basically saying Iran trying to start some shit. So yet you want to send 120,000 soldiers over there, cause all kind of fucking carnage on the U.S. side and on the Iranian side. Mass losses of life. Life destroyed when these soldiers come back. But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We sanction those kind of killings. Hypocrisy. That's what it is. Fucking hypocrisy. Let me move on. Man. Texas cop won't release his name yet. Shooting kills black woman who's pregnant. That's what she said. Pregnant. Don't do this. I seen the video. It's almost unlike most videos that we see when these incidents take place. Here's the message I want to put out there. And maybe, just maybe, out of the 10 people that listen to this show, just one of you will hear me out. And then this may save your life. This is a tip. I've given it to my son. You've probably heard it before. It's simply this: comply. It's fucking comply. I know comply sounds like just a horrible word in a sense that, oh, I just gotta give in to this motherfucker. Yeah, you do, because he got a gun, a taser, mace, a club. Then he got this little radio thing where he can call his fucking gang and they'll be there in less than 5 minutes. And you're not gonna win. So that's why I say comply. Because I was told once by a really great attorney, Kenneth L. Lawson, the law dog from Cincinnati, Ohio. He said, beat their ass in court. Beat their ass in court. Because you know what? You're not going to beat their ass on the streets, in the community, in the hood, wherever you at, I-75, wherever they pull you over at. That's not the fight you're going to win. You're going to fucking lose that fight every fucking time. Now, don't get me wrong. If some cop happened to pull you over, you know, you're thinking maybe I was speeding, maybe I didn't turn on my turn signal or whatever. You're waiting for him to walk up to the window to ask you for your driver's license, registration, insurance, all that bullshit. And if he just like walked up to the door and just hauled off and socked the shit out of you and opened the door and just dragged you out and start beating the fuck out of you, well, goddamn, don't stand there and take that shit, because he's supposed to be there for one purpose, and that is to either give you a citation, say you were speeding, he wants to question you, yeah, he found something when he ran your driver's license or whatever, your license plate, that you wanted, you got a capius, whatever. That's what his job is. Outside of that, he just walking up and doing some crazy shit, like attack you, assault you for no goddamn reason, you need to fuck his ass up. But beyond that, when they walk up to the car and they ask for the license, give them the fucking license. You can ask. It's not like to say that you can't say, what's the problem? Why did you stop me? Whatever. You got the right to ask questions. If he tell you to shut the fuck up, don't ask me no more questions, you can either like respond back, I say what the fuck I want to say, blah, 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 whatever. 9 times out of 10, it will escalate. And at some point, when he got you on the ground, tased out, shot you, whatever, he's gonna tell his boys some other bullshit. Came at him with a weapon. He thought the cell phone was a gun. You know, I was fearful. That's the favorite one. I got fearful for my fucking life. They love to throw that one out there. So what I'm saying is, you don't want to give them an excuse for you to end up in the ER, in intensive care, 6 feet under, people crying over you. Go ahead and comply. If he says, I want to see the driver's license, show him the driver's license. He says, step out the car. You can ask, why do you want me to step out the car? He should tell you, I need to step out the car because I need to check and make sure you don't have any weapons on you. Step out the car, let him check you now, see you ain't got a weapon on you. Unless he's some psycho-ass cop that's just out there, and it's not, and I don't believe most police officers wake up in the morning and say, let me go out and see who I can kill today. There might be some, because we got some sick motherfuckers out there. It's not to say they're not on the police force. But for the most part, I think most police officers out there to do a job. Maybe some of them a little bit aggressive. Truth, I'm pretty sure a lot of them scared of black people because they bind to the stereotypes. Most times they don't have no kind of contact, communication. Black folks are friends. Only thing they go by is the shit they see on TV, looking at the Migos and all that other shit, and be like, these motherfuckers. God damn. You know. So a lot of times they are fearful. But you want to try to like minimize all of that shit. I ain't saying you gotta do a song and dance, tap dance, grab a fucking watermelon out the trunk of the car. I ain't talking about no shit like that. I'm talking about doing some shit that'll save your life. Because when I watch the video, every time I see these videos, the thing I'm always looking for is, what went wrong? What's the first thing that put this person in the position where they're on the ground and all of a sudden now it's 10 cops over them and they beating the fuck out of them? What led up to that? And the thing that I see oftentimes is, and I know some people are like, you're fucking wrong about that, Lee, man. You're taking their side. No, I'm not taking their fucking side. I would never take their fucking side. But the thing that I see sometimes that happens here is, motherfucker, I ain't got to tell you shit. Or, what the fuck you talking to me for? Or, it's a certain aggression that either if it's verbal, if they tell you, like, they go to touch you, turn around, put your hands on the car, somebody snatching away, you pulling away. I'm just saying, the moment you do that shit, he gonna get on that little radio on the side, on his shoulder, this car 57, I need backup. His fucking gang is coming, because depending on who he is, especially if his name is like Todd, and he's in the hood, and he say, I need backup, the gang is coming. And when they get there, they gonna beat the fuck out of whoever they think is in the way. That could be mom yelling, please don't hurt my baby. She get too close, they'll beat her ass. If one of the other kids run out there talking shit, get the fuck off my brother, they'll tase him. That's what they do. But everybody that get arrested don't end up being 6 feet under, getting their head split, getting beat down, getting a shoulder displaced, whatever. Because, you know, I'm going to be honest. Look, yours truly. I've had the metal bracelets on before more times than I like to think. Not that I was out there doing some criminal shit. I mean, I was, had an issue with a guy, exchanged some hands a little bit. Of course, you know, I didn't get the worst of it. I'm just going to say that. But anyway, you know, hey, I've had my little run-ins. And you know what I did each time? It's a problem, officer. No problem. Turn around, sir. Turn around. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. This is where you want them at? Even had one go buy me a pack of cigarettes. That's when I smoked back then. I'm just saying, from my experiences, and I know sometimes some shit just goes wrong, but I think you'll serve yourself better, you'll serve your family better, and your loved ones if you just comply. Now, that piece of shit cop down there in Texas who killed Pamela Turner, even her resistance pulling away, she's a woman. You're a man. You didn't see no weapon on her. She didn't have no gun. I don't know if I'm sounding like a male chauvinist by saying this, but if I'm a male police officer arresting this female and she ain't got no weapon, I don't think I would need to use a gun to control her unless she's some kind of damn WMA female kickboxing type chick that beat my ass or something. Then I might consider the taser. But to pull out a gun and hear the person say I'm pregnant and you fire off them rounds right there inside her like that, what kind of animal are you? You're not even fit to be a fucking animal. You're not fit to be nothing. You're worthless piece of shit that we don't need on the planet. Because if she didn't have a gun, and some people say, well, she grabbed hold of his taser. Okay, she grabbed hold of your taser. I mean, damn, I still don't think I'm going to pull out a gun. And if she grabbed hold of the taser, I think I'd move around. God damn it. If you got some agility about you, you should try to make a move and get around and get the taser from her. It's a taser. She probably don't even know how to operate the damn thing if she had it. But now this piece of shit, what he did is what a lot of them do. Because a lot of times, physically, they can't arrest nobody because a lot of times they ain't in fucking shape to try to put somebody down anyway. So that's why they got to use the gun. So here he killed this lady, Pamela Turner. Don't know his name. That's what they always do. They always keep their name quiet and all that shit. Put them on desk duty. They still get their check. When do this shit ever stops? That's why I say don't give them no reason to do that kind of shit to you if you can avoid it. What else is going on? A lot of celebrities up in age are dying off. Tim Conway, Doris Day, somebody else real famous died today, I think. I can't think of their name. I think they're like 80 something years old too. And a lot of people are very saddened by this. I know the families to these people are probably even sadder, but I be kind of confused sometimes when I look on Facebook and I see people saying stuff like they're so sad about the death of Doris Day, who was 97 years old. I mean, what was you expecting her checkout time to be? Like 197? I mean, she's 97. You know, like at that age sometimes when you start breaking 100, if you break 100, because most people don't, like death is not too far away. You can almost probably feel it breathing on your neck. It's coming. Because the thing I always say is I never met a person in my life 125 years old. I haven't even met a person over 100. It's a rarity. Most of us check out of here a lot sooner. I mean, death is a thing that we don't like to deal with, but it's just one of them things like, I just say this. Your day is coming. We all got one. So we got these celebrities died. People sad. I didn't know them, but I knew how they worked. And hey, God bless their families. What else is going on? Here's another thing before I close this out. Like I said, my boy Jeffrey Goldman doing reconnaissance down in Alabama trying to find out some stuff about this abortion thing, what's really going on, what's really behind this shit. This country is like in its worst fucked up state since like shit, 2016. the day Agent Orange, who didn't really want to be president of the United States, he just thought it was good for his brand, and all of a sudden, you won. Fuck, I won. What do you mean? Fuck, I won this shit? You got to be. Ever since this clown became president, this country has been fucked up. We like in a damn cold civil war right now. This motherfucker's out there willing to kill, die for this clown that's up in the office. He got people out here so angry with each side. The Democrats, who used to be sort of like, you know, kind of laid back, cool, like type of party that probably would kick back, do some tequila shots and smoke a joint with you. These motherfuckers are all worked up now and shit. You know, Michelle was trying to say when they go low, we go high we go low, however they go. These motherfuckers don't, they like, fuck that. We taking it to them, shit. They want to take it to the streets, let's go to the streets. That's Trump effect. Because it just simply amazed me of people that are so supportive of this guy who ignores every fucking thing he does that you know is fucking wrong. And it surprised me, there's a lot of black folks who like would be more than glad to like powder his balls or something if they could. They love this guy. And then at the same time, when you see the kind of fucked up shit that he does, if it's no issue with your tax, why not just show him? I'm pretty sure most of the president that came before him have showed where they get their money from. He always arguing, I'm being audited. That thing takes a long time. You've been saying that shit before you even got elected. So now he's in a panic mode because they're asking for his taxes. They demanded them. He wants to try to do all kind of shit to divert attention. Iran war. He got this country fucked up. The thing that's going on with China, China's been screwing the United States over for a long time. Now, as much as I dislike that clown in the office, I don't dislike the fact that he's trying to make somebody pay up when they should. If motherfucker owe you money, they owe you money. Why let somebody keep beating you on a regular? I get that. That makes sense. I mean, that's just a smart businessman. You don't let motherfucker like beat you where they making a damn profit off of you and you ain't making shit off of them. They basically like, you know, they got the situation set up where you ain't winning, but they are. They're making you pay more on some shit where they're not. That's not fair. So I get that. But some of this other shit, I just don't get it. I don't get how I do get the fact that he aligned himself with a lot of these hate groups, Nazi skinhead racist folks, because he know a lot of them helped get him in office. He depend on that support for them. This constant thing with the Mueller report, witch hunt, I'm exonerated. No, that's not the case. If it was, they would have all these other investigations going on with you and all this other shit. I mean, this guy got like a fucking grocery list of somebody that just showed up in the damn aisle and it's like a family. All of them got four carts and the food is falling over the top. That kind of you hate to see, like, goddamn, I'm never gonna get out this store. He got a list of shit that's about that long. Most corrupt president. I mean, when you hear other world leaders, allies of this country, say stuff like, they know how to operate now with the U.S. based on Donald Trump. They know how to sort of basically play him. Because they know the thing is, he loves publicity. He loves the spotlight. He don't have no patience. He don't think things out. So as if like they have developed a certain way how to like sort of work with him. You never heard no world leaders say shit like that before. I ain't never heard him say that about Obama. This dude, though, this clown in office, done fucked it all up. So, 2020, got Joe Biden stepping up to the plate. Democrats, they got like about, what, I think it's like about 62 people over there or something running for the presidency. It's not 62, I think it's like about 25, 30, whatever. But that's a lot. Everybody wanted a bid. Everybody wanted to get in. Only going to get one. Kamala Harris, bright, sharp, intelligent, would be a good president. It's a whole lot of them. Cory Booker, a whole lot of them. Would be a good president, and becoming president is two fucking different things. Because the thing is, you got to get in there to be a good president. And how are you going to get in there? Or are you the one that's going to get in there? And the way I see it right now, it's going to take like an old white dude to beat up another old white dude. I just believe that. Because I believe a lot of these other people, they won't do nothing but get people out there that was MAGA folks that was asleep, that was on the fence. The on the fence MAGA folks, they come off the damn fence. They see that Kamala Harris, oh, hell no, we ain't finna have another one of them niggas up in the White House. We ain't doing it. They ask to come out that goddamn fence, they go out there and vote. He would get so many people, like, to come out, even though, you know, then his biggest supporter, all he gotta do is get Putin behind it, and Putin get on there and do what he need to do to fix that election. But it's gonna take an old white dude, like Biden, you know. When them guys have been around for a while, kind of depend on him. Know he knows that whole government game, all that bullshit that they do. He knows all about that. Now, he got some little shit, though, in his background. Some shit that I'm not happy about. You know, he had a lot to do with that crime bill. Pretty fucked up. Nita, the lady, the coke can, pubic hair, I can't think of her name right now. It's no Anita. It's kind of fucked up how you handle that situation, too. Pretty sure there's some other stuff that I just can't think of right now because I sit here drinking a little bit of vodka, but he got some little baggage. But I still think he's going to be the one. He's going to be the one that's best suited. We need an old white dude to take down another old white dude. Bernie's kind of wacky dude. You know, you don't quite know how to take that guy. You want somebody that's kind of like middle of the road, not too whacked out like a Joe Biden. That's what we're going to go with. On that, I'm going to wrap this up. Just wanted to get this show out there. Like I said, not only my partner been here, but he's on reconnaissance. Got to find out some stuff that's going on with this damn abortion stuff, because this stuff is going to take over. They're going to take the country to another damn direction. Back. They're taking it back. That's what he kept saying all the time. Make America great again. Make America great again. Back at the time before people could have abortion. Hell, I think they even got a thing down there in Alabama, if I'm not mistaken. You can't even be like fucking having sex toys down there. They don't want to have you having no kind of fun. They want to just control everything. So they want to take it back. That's what they're trying to do. Well, what we got to do, vote. When we're supposed to vote, get people out of office that don't need to be in office. Get people in office that we know that's going to kind of have our views at heart. Who not gonna be these skinhead Nazi motherfuckers in suits. Like 25 of them that voted this damn law in Alabama. This is Zellers Goldman Podcast, The Discourse. I'm Lee Zellers. I'm out.